Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, July 11th. The year is 2021, and the New World Order has been officially announced.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
There comes a time when evil launches its new war, and it does every few generations, its new plan, that it has to emerge, that it's not in the shadows anymore, and we're now there. It has been announced by Australia, by the EU, by the European Union, by the UN, and by the Pope, as well as many other, quote, world leaders in the last 48 hours, that a new world order is here of permanent lockdowns, forced inoculations, and fraudulent PCR tests to leave your home. They are now on mainstream national television, all the world saying the same message, that you're going to be locked down permanently because being out talking to others is bad, and that this is to politically control you when they plunge the world economy into a total depression and issue you a world digital ID via your smartphone and then an implantable microchip. You can see an article with these different videos and reports that is just bombshell by Jamie White at InfoWars.com. Mike Adams did a deep analysis of many of the government documents that are public and admittedly put out on the contact tracers and the strike teams now coming to your homes, and how they're preparing for forced lockdowns and even quarantines. So that is all coming up, the same martial law you've seen in Europe and other areas now coming here. We're going to have those documents for you and lay them all out in great detail at the bottom of the hour. We need to mobilize our governors, our legislatures, our churches, our businesses against this global government, big corporations, communist China, the UN, Hollywood, the blue states, the blue cities. This is just an incredible time to be alive. Fauci has now announced on all the Sunday shows, and he's our God, he's our master. Don't agree with him, big tech man, you may remember Congress, that he does want forced inoculations now. So that's all official. It's all happening. They're moving into high gear. These are not vaccines to protect you. These are vaccines that cause all sorts of illnesses and are soft kill weapons. We have doctors and scientists laying all that out. But first, let's go to that report where they've announced the New World Order in Australia and all over the world, but Australia is the microcosm. What's being done there is now coming here.
Today is the first full day of the New World Order. Outdoor gatherings are limited to two people. Exercise is allowed, but no further than a 10-kilometre radius from your home. Browsing in shops is not permitted. Only one person per household may leave to do essential shopping. And from tomorrow, funerals are limited to 10 people.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1-in-100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. This is the new world order. This is the new world order.
Today is the first full day of the new world order. The new world order. The new world, new world, new world order.
I want to be straight with you. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. I repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Surveillance will need to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced and quarantined. Communities will still need to be engaged.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
We're going to come back and play the rest of this and then get into all the actual clips from the ministers. This is a permanent world government where they all dress up in masks and gloves and say you're toxic and say you're non-essential and say you've got to be given deadly shots that sterilize you and kill you down the road. I mean, this is it. It's here. They always promise to do it. And it's led by Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. They're literally coming to bankrupt you and kill you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
On Friday, more than 15 world leaders announced world government. They said things are never going back to normal and you're going to live under permanent martial law. And you'll have to have injections to even leave your house or have a job. And you'll be tested multiple times a week by a PCR computer. And that now having a cold is illegal and that you will be sent to an emergency center. You will be put on a ventilator until you are dead. That is the new guillotine. A lot of people are freaking out that we knew all of this over a year ago. And how do we know it would all come true? Well, the UN said so. We watched 20 hours of UN videos from their meeting, where they admitted vaccines aren't real or all a giant fraud, killing a bunch of people, but they've been ordered by Big Pharma to carry this out because the world economy is about to collapse, and they need an excuse to silence you so that you can't speak out against what's happening. Now, what's crazy is we told you this over a year ago and played the clips. I have national federal TV out of Canada saying the same damn thing last week, and I'm going to play that for you. You're like, why would they state it like a villain in a Marvel comic universe? Because when you get to this point, they can no longer hide it, and they're telling the rest of the government why they're doing it. Because the police are saying, why are we keeping churches closed for a year and a half? But Walmart's open. People are going bankrupt, committing suicide in mass, and hardly anybody's even dying of COVID, and the COVID shots don't work, and the vaccines don't work, and they make people sick. They go, it's because of our new world order. And we're taking over, and we can't have them talking to each other in the streets with the Great Reset. They're getting ready to claim hackers shut down Wall Street. They're getting ready to claim hackers are going to take your pension fund. Klaus Schwab and the Davos Group have written the white papers on that, and they run the world. What they plan happens. They're in charge. But everybody tries to act like, oh, it's just Alex Jones over there. He just says these crazy things. And I agree, it sounds crazy to have a virus scare and then inject people with something that gives them infertility and cancer and brain damage and heart attacks. But that's what all the good scientists that weren't part of this, the prestigious ones, said a year ago when they saw these vaccines. They go, those aren't vaccines. Those are gene therapies. And they've tried those before where it blocks all viruses' proteins. You need a lot of viruses. We exchange information via viruses. But it doesn't matter. Your body's made up of the same protein as viruses. You have to attack the RNA of a virus. The body has to learn that individual RNA. You don't learn to stop a virus because of its protein shell, its protein spike. And if you do that, the harpoon it rams into your cell, if you make your body immune to that, autoimmune to that, you're going to attack your own body. They knew what was going to happen. What did we tell you a year ago? Brain damage, heart attacks, cardiovascular problems, because the most prestigious scientist in the world, the discoverer of mRNA, the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, the head chief scientist at Pfizer, the head of the EU Advisory Commission, Yadon, Ludard, I can name all of them. But another group of scientists, Peter Daszak, Fauci, and others, with Obama and the Democrats were running Wuhan with the Chi-Coms. They developed it, they created it, they released it, and now they're in charge of it. And they're even in charge of the vaccine to counter it, that it stops the protein, but it actually makes you attack your body. And now, like I told you a year ago, the vaccines won't protect you. Now they're saying, oh, magically they don't protect you, but a few months, you need new shots every few months. And Bill Gates says this is to upgrade and put the UN in charge and massively build giant vaccine production so much that you can be vaccinating 7.5 billion people once a month with new things, where you've got to have this new shot every month to be authorized to leave your house. And then they can really start testing on us like guinea pigs. This is such a giant diabolical plan. So here is the UN. I can play the video. We already done it probably 50 times of Dr. Ryan, Michael Ryan of the UN Rapid Reaction Force, says WHO official says authorities need to enter homes and remove family members and put you in isolation. This is the perfect cover for permanent martial law, and it all violates the Nuremberg Code. I'm going to be going into later in the next hour. I'm actually going to read from it. It will blow you away how everything I read in the Nuremberg Code is what they're violating. You will see it on its face, how illegal this is and how the Nazis were executed for what these people are now doing. I mean, they are making their move, not with tanks and airplanes, but with the whole medical bureaucratic eugenics system. So let's get into it right now. Here's Fauci on CNN. He was also on all the other major channels, saying he is for local governments mandating. That means forced. Because, again, federally it'll get blocked. It's illegal. But if a bunch of cities do it on their own, what do you get, 1,000 Supreme Court cases? Just like amnesty cities, just like sanctuary cities are illegal, or cities that ban guns are illegal. They still get away with it. The Democrat cities. So they're the ones going to send their health departments out with these federal goons. We got the documents to take you forcibly to centers. It's a revolution. It's illegal, but they're doing it. Here's Fauci.
I have been of this opinion, and I remain of that opinion, that I do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates. There really should be. We're talking about life and death situation. We've lost 600,000 Americans already, and we're still losing more people. There have been 4 million deaths worldwide. This is serious business. So I am in favor of that. You know, one of the things that will happen, and I think the hesitancy at the local level of doing mandates is because the vaccines have not been officially fully approved.
Oh! Remember, they counted car wrecks, cancer deaths, heart attacks, all as COVID. Now when COVID actually kills you from the vaccine, the documents here, most people dying from it died from the vaccine. They then call it COVID. It's all a lie. The inventor of the PCR test just happened to die about 2 years ago, but he said that the whole thing was a fraud, just like Theranos. Remember that company with Bill Gates and that lady that was a so-called PCR test? It was all a scam, tell you if you had cancer. It's all a fraud. They said we'd have 3 million dead Americans. We'd have millions of dead in Europe. We didn't. Most of the 600,000, 94% out of something else. It's a lie. It's hysteria. Now I've got all these clips right here. Dr. Lena Nguyen on CNN basically saying it should be mandatory or you should be punished. Here she is.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
She read those exact lines 4 months ago. And now all the world, they're reading the exact lines that, sorry, though you've had all the shots, you've got to have more. It doesn't protect you. It's all a trap. They're holding you hostage. You don't become free by them forcing an experimental injection into you. You let them buffalo you and control you and put you in their cult of domination. They are a eugenics cult. Now, here she is yesterday. Here she is changing her tune, but still saying punish people that haven't had the shots. And remember, all the states and cities that ended the lockdowns, they had much, 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 much lower levels of it. Because there wasn't depressed people inside with masks breathing bacteria and getting bacterial pneumonia that they would then misdiagnose and put you on a ventilator and kill you. Here she is.
I think this really depends on what it is that we do at this point. So now we have this Delta variant that is much more contagious. Because it's more contagious, it's going to be even harder for us to reach herd immunity. We're going to have to vaccinate an even higher proportion of people to get there. What happens then if we end up having another variant developing that's even more contagious, that could cause more disease, that could evade the protection of our immune system? And so how quickly we get this under control and which way we go depends on what we do now when it comes to vaccination, to overcoming disinformation. And what we really need to do at this point is to make vaccination the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do everything you want to do anyway. But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out, but if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. That is what it's going to take.
This is a criminal takeover. It is not a vaccine. It's a deadly gene therapy. It's not approved, and you deserve to go to prison for the rest of your life, you monster woman, for working with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, and you will pay for what you've done, criminal. I pray that God strikes you down.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And the world is in a lot of trouble, but if we admit how much trouble we're in, we got a chance to get out of it. Charlie Munger is one of the board members of Berkshire Hathaway. He's like 90-something years old, and he is the main advisor to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. He's both their personal lawyer. And Charlie Munger was on national television last week, and he said the goal is communist China. We want to be like communist China. We will arrest anybody we want for any reason if they don't do what the big corporations want. And the lady said, really? And he goes, absolutely. If we don't like what you're doing, Sonny, we just send you to a work camp. And you'd say, why is he saying that? Well, he's not saying it because he's senile. He's saying it because he's an evil monster. I can play you Trudeau of Canada. I can play you Merkel. I can the German chancellor. They all praise Xi Jinping and say he's the model. They have a fascination with authoritarianism. And this happens right before you have a big war. My grandfather grew up in Dallas, but he was there in a German community, and some of the family still spoke German that they'd married into. And WBAP would play speeches of Hitler in the 1930s, and they'd listen to him on the radio. And Time magazine had him as the cover twice, said he was a great guy. My grandfather, of course, fought against Hitler in World War II, but that's the rest of the story. But it's the same thing now. Oh, we put Jack Ma in a forced labor camp. Ah, the owner of Alibaba, he didn't do what we said. And Xi wanted to be just like that. This is an authoritarian move by globalists and by the UN, and it's all announced, and it's all here. And I told you they were going to say, oh, we want mandatory injections. And now Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, their editorial boards say, we want forced injection of an experimental shot that's not even been given authorization yet, because in the animal trials that they did secretly, it killed almost all the animals. They did all the tests of these same vaccines under other names. It's come out. We've shown you the studies. The University of Texas and others. It killed almost all the rats and all the ferrets. So then you ask, why the hell would they roll something out they know is going to do that? How are they going to get away with it? Because they're planning on launching something even bigger, a total financial collapse and or a major war or both. And they think that that will then cover up the last crime they committed. You only commit yourself to an assault like this that will lay down a bankrupt society known as a soft kill. I'm going to play a doctor talk about that in a moment. If you're fully, absolutely committed. But first, here is the head of the global UN Rapid Reaction Force, Dr. Michael Ryan, telling you in April last year, 16 months ago, the plan.
We wouldn't use the word isolation for someone who is a case, confirmed. We tend to use the word quarantine for someone who's at risk of being a case, usually a contact. So on that basis, we advise that all suspect cases are tested and all suspect cases are isolated in an appropriate medical facility. In low incidence areas where there are sporadic cases or clusters, we advise that all contacts should be quarantined. Ideally, that quarantine should occur in a place other than the home. They did that with community workers, with public health workers, visiting the houses, checking on people, checking their health status every day and saying, how are you? Have you got a fever? Have you got a cough? And if a contact has developed a cough or a fever, they were taken immediately for testing. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Did you hear that? Total power, total control, total martial law, the UN setting the policy. And he said when there's sporadic or almost no cases, there are towns in Australia and in Canada shut down still a year and a half later, and major cities have been shut down again because they have one case. Or they go, oh, there's a Delta variant. And where'd it come from? This lab run by Fauci in the UN so they could fearmonger. The virus is not that dangerous if you don't have any type of already serious illnesses or don't have major deficiencies. but it's a virus that they owned for the vaccines they already had produced and ready. And I told you that over a year ago, came out in documents last month that we covered it here, that they already had all the vaccines ready under other names. And in December of 2019, Fauci sent emails to Wuhan and said, prepare the announcement of the vaccines, have it ready. Get the vaccines out of ice. They had them all ready in liquid nitrogen, frozen, ready for the world to be our saviors. What monsters. But you'd only do it if you ran the UN response, you ran the PR response, you controlled the World Health Organization, you controlled all the major health institutions of countries through Bill Gates, through the UN, which they do. They bragged Bill Gates had taken over all the major health institutions by 2011. And then Operation Lockstep by the Rockefeller Foundation said they would use that to take over the world. Here's a national Canadian news with the British, Freudian slip, the globalist spokesperson in Alberta saying, oh, we're going to keep the lockdown going so people can't communicate and talk on the street. That's right. So it's all digital so that everybody can be watched. And they're arresting people in Canada and Europe and Australia that criticize the lockdowns, saying that's illegal. Here it is.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my questions. I'm wondering about the injunction banning public gatherings and whether there really is a need for such a far-reaching one given the trajectory we're on now.
So, I mean, I think it's still there. We still have bringing large numbers of people together. It can present some risk. We'll continue to look at that. But I think the other purpose of the injunction is to prevent groups that are spreading deliberately spreading false information that can actually create risk. The information itself, if listened to, creates risk to the public as well. So, and that certainly is a need to manage that misinformation campaign as well.
Oh, it's to stop us from talking. This is what the dirty bureaucrats with the big banks and big pharma have done, because we don't want globalism. We don't want open borders. We want our own nation states. We want control of our countries. We don't want to turn our guns in. We don't want drag queen story time for our children. And so their answer is just permanent martial law. And they're planning to bring it back in Texas and everywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we've got to go on the offense and expose that Fauci and expose that Gates and expose Wuhan and the lab, that they had the motive, they had the history, they cooked up the viruses, the exact same viruses. They're in all the documents. Then they lied to Congress. They perjured themselves and covered up the fact while they posed as saviors and while they got emergency authorization by blocking ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, oral steroids, and all these things that are basically 100% effective, unless you're already on death's door, so that people will get sick and die and wouldn't have a treatment, and so emergency authorization could then be made. Because you can't have emergency authorization for an experimental injection unless there's no other known treatment that has even 5% efficacy. And these babies had 98, 99% efficacy, silver bullet, complete control. But remember what they told you all over the world. Oh, if you got a cough, stay home, don't go to the hospital. And then people that had regular pneumonia and the flu died, and they called it COVID. And people that hadn't even had autopsies or been tested, they called it COVID. And doctors have gone public and said we were ordered to say it because this was a criminal group who also sent billions and billions of dollars per state to themselves and per country to themselves. Think about how every single angle of this was looked at and actuaried and battle planned and tested. And now they tell you in their battle plans, they're planning to release stuff even worse. This was just the test, the drill, the beta. Now they're going to go operational with the full attacks, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about managing information with a simulant kill system, where you then kill people with a vaccine to see if you can cover it up before you really hit them with a big attack. And Bill Gates said that over a year ago, after I predicted he would. Because they're telegraphing it all to their cult. They've got a large part of the public's actually in on this and thinks they're part of it, which, of course, they're not. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without deep breath crystal iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep breath crystal iodine is.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live at 4:33 Central Standard Time on this live Sunday, July 11th broadcast, and Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com joins us. He's got some exclusive documents he's going to be hitting, but also his analysis of the leaked federal documents that are confirmed to be real of the strike forces, that's what they're called, that Biden is sending out via the contact tracers with billions of dollars of federal money, a large part of it done by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and by the Clinton World Initiative. So they're also getting rich doing this at the same time. MG-433, this is federally accredited course, isolation and quarantine for rural communities, a whole community approach, how to lock down cities entirely, not letting anyone leave their homes, particularly small areas. And what did I just play the UN head of this program saying? We want to lock down rural areas, particularly really teach you to be good slaves. Fauci, I am in favor of local vaccine mandates, forced inoculations. Already played that video. Here is the UN head of Rapid Reaction Force, Michael Ryan, saying all of that. Australia announces beginning of New World Order as harsh COVID lockdowns imposed. They announce that they are permanent. I'm going to show you that. But here is the big document. Government document instructs vaccine strike force teams how to clear buildings, violate trespass laws, and flag anti-vaxxers for forced quarantines. It's the best. It's a lengthy article, but everybody should read it. It's very well documented, and it covers the compendium of what we face at naturalnews.com. It's also posted at Infowars.com. Whatever you do, get it, read it. Every bit of it's bibliographed. Every bit of it is linked and sourced. And so I want to spend as much time as I can, probably an hour, going over this entire article, this entire document, and really what this means. It means they're accelerating their operation. But after he leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to cover the Nuremberg Code, specifically reading from it, how this is punishable by execution, what they're doing, by a court. I'm not saying go out and attack people, but they are assaulting us. This is illegal. This is unauthorized, not even an approved shot. So the military won't give it to the troops. This is just a giant test in criminal bullying, and it's now going into overdrive. Why would they try something so bold, so reckless, so crazy? We had the experts on. You interviewed them. I interviewed them. We researched it. We knew it was going to cause blood clots. It was going to cause infertility. It was going to cause death. They knew it, but they think they're getting away with it, even though it looks like record low numbers of people are actually accepting their fraud, but they're doubling down. Mike Adams, thank you for joining us on this Sunday evening, and thanks for your great work ferreting out this document about the feds training for shutting down rural areas and quarantines and forced inoculations. This is just smoking gun.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to join you, but of course we're facing a horrifying dark future if we don't stop this. So government documents, in this case from Lake County, Illinois, describe training strike force teams of quote, ambassadors of how to criminally trespass onto private property, how to impersonate health department officials to gain that illegal access, how to lie to people by downplaying the severity of adverse reactions that are caused by vaccines. Basically, they're trained to say that the more side effects you experience, that means the vaccine is working even better. And then also then how to clear buildings in a military fashion, going floor by floor, wing by wing, door by door, and then notating in the spreadsheet that's provided, kind of like a paper table that's provided, noting the room numbers and the building addresses of individuals who say that they refuse to be vaccinated. So this is how local governments are building a list of vaccine refusers.
They're creating
so
they a map.
Then come
they're,
back.
Exactly. They're creating
yes.
a map.
Yeah, and there's only one reason to do that. That's because the government plans to come back to those people. And when they come back, of course, they're going to either medically kidnap them for illegal COVID quarantine camps, which might as well just be called COVID death camps at this point, or they're going to force vaccinate them probably at gunpoint, which is, as you said, a violation of Nuremberg codes. And it's also, I mean, it's an assault with a biological weapon on an individual because the vaccines contain spike proteins, which are developed bioweapons in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So we can go through more details of this, but it's important to understand that the Lake County government is, in fact, training strike force teams to violate the law deliberately and to invade, in essence, private residential buildings.
And, Mike, I'm going to give you the floor to walk through that, but I want to be a trillion percent clear. Everything in the document that you and others are covering, it's a real document, is what the UN's already done in other countries. It's all UN directives, same thing in Canada. We're just 6 months behind them, and so now it's being brought here. So people say, oh, well, that's just crazy Illinois. No, this is everywhere, and you have a federal document with approved training, which is public, for quarantining and locking down all over the country. So they're now announcing it. They're trying this. This is happening. I know people have trouble believing this is happening, but this is really happening, and if we don't have major pushback, they're going to try to execute this. Please continue, Mike.
Well, you're absolutely right. I've even seen people who are in the awareness community here, people who tune into independent truth media, who are having difficulty grasping what's coming. And the timeline for this that's critical for people to understand is once the FDA fraudulently grants full approval to one or more of these vaccines, that's when the local governments are going to pounce. Just as Fauci has said, as you played the clips, as soon as the FDA approves this vaccine, even one vaccine, They're going to say, well, now everybody has to be vaccinated. They're going to criminalize saying no, which means they're going to then justify medical kidnapping. They're going to justify taking you out of your home.
They already have vaccine damage funds. They already cover it up. They already lie and say they don't hurt you when they admit they do in their own documents. They never did testing. This was never approved. So they're now setting the precedent to approve things that were never gone through the proper process.
Well, that's right. And this vaccine, well, these vaccines that are used in the United States have accumulated now over 9,000 deaths under the VAERS system. 9,000 people died after taking these vaccines, which dwarfs the aggregate total of all other vaccines over the last 20 years in terms of what's been reported to the VAERS system, which is under Health and Human Services. So for the FDA to then approve this vaccine under these conditions is absolute criminal fraud. It is scientific fraud. It's a violation of human rights, and it's a violation of medical ethics and even government regulations. None of these vaccines should be approved. They should be pulled. They should be halted right now.
Exactly. They're not vaccines. So give us the 60,000-foot view here. We'll come back and walk through your incredible article, the best one out there. What's happening? What are they doing?
They are gearing up the training, as you mentioned. There's a training course out there, MGT-433, training for rural isolation and quarantine. That's going to be all by force. They're gearing up the training, and they are gearing up the strike force teams, which I believe will be augmented with armed troops from FEMA or perhaps state-level law enforcement. So they will be strike force teams. They will be essentially vaccine enforcement SWAT teams and medical kidnap teams. These are coming to every major city across America and rural areas as well. So that's the 60,000-foot view. They're coming for you. They aren't going to take no for an answer any longer. And through this medical tyranny, these governments are declaring war on the American people. These are acts of war. Biological warfare, kinetic warfare, medical tyranny, medical kidnapping by the state. This is becoming a vaccine holocaust, is what it is.
And Mike, I intended to come in today and write the headline for the show, but I didn't because I got too busy. My headline was going to be CDC declares war on America with forced inoculations. I mean, this is an act of war. Instead, the headline is still powerful. Sunday Live, internal docs confirm Biden's vaccine stop of preparing to round up unvaccinated Americans. This is in the documents. It's in the training. It's in the admissions. They're now saying it. When we come back, we'll get into the details, but then later next hour, I want to ask you, because you're a smart guy, I respect you, everybody I talk to that's a smart guy, they say this is going to cause a revolution, this is going to cause war. They're coming, saying we're non-essential, with something poisonous, something unauthorized, something killing so many people, and saying you will do this, and you're non-essential, and we're going to lock you up. What is this a smokescreen for? World economic collapse, triggered control blackouts. That's the next shoe to drop. You and I agree it's in their own documents because these corporatists, they script everything out before they do it. So I'm not trying to be alarmist, folks. We're telling you the truth. Mike Adams was here 17 months ago and said worldwide lockdowns were coming in February. Nobody believed him. He was right. Something 50 times worse is coming. Prepare yourselves while you still can.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
And depopulated. But you've got to have the facts, and the facts are live right now on air. Tell everyone you know, tune in now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, any day now to be our last show. And that's my next question to Mike Adams. He went into bunker mentality over a year ago, and I'm damn right, I'm trying to do that myself. We have tried to fix this. We've tried to turn this back. If you study military operations, you study futurist war plans, you study the globalists, they've hit us with a soft kill weapon to bring down regular society, consolidate control, and get us ready to accept real martial law. This is a prepping that's going on right now. And submission means total tyranny, collapse, and you will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you're going to, quote, like it, or they're going to kill your ass. And the contact tracers under UN control is about the power to come grab who they want, when they want, how they want, and then, oh, you die from, quote, COVID in the facility when a much worse variant is out there. This is the cover for their death camps. They've always talked about the left, when they take over American Europe, what would their cover be to put us in the re-education camps? That came out in federal court hearings. Obama and others were in those meetings with the weathermen planning this. This is their cover. This is the medical tyranny. This is it. That's how we knew it was coming next. And now the shoe's dropped. It's rolling forward. So, Mike, what do you expect the timetable to be? I mean, I know the timetable is how much we push back. What's the timetable at current projections? Is there a way for us to stop this? Then let's walk through your article. Because it's the most important read in a year. Everybody needs to go to naturalnews.com, Infowars.com, and get this. Government document instructs vaccine strike force teams how to clear buildings, violate trespass laws, and flag anti-vaxxers for forced quarantines. And then you, in this article, detail with all their admissions, all the angles, all the facts, how it's a lie, and how to properly, under law, respond back. Mike Adams.
Well, there are two very important things to recognize in this right now. Number one, the timetable to answer your question. The FDA is expected to grant full approval to one or more COVID vaccines this September or October, after which the Pentagon is expected to mandate those vaccines among U.S. troops. You've already covered that story last week quite extensively. But at the same time, once that happens, a lot of these local governments and state governments, and of course people like Fauci will, and people on CNN will demand nationwide vaccine mandates, regardless of what the law says, regardless of human rights, civil rights, and so on. So that's going to happen, again, September or October timeframe. But there's something else very important to recognize from this Lake County document that gives us a clue of maybe how to survive this. You know, people are going to have to think about how did people survive the Nazi Holocaust, you know, Anne Frank, you know, I mean, how did you hide from the Gestapo that's coming to take you away and kill you? That's literally what we're facing now. And from the Lake County document, it seems that they are asking people to verbally state whether they have had the vaccine or not, and then they're marking those who say no. So it begs the question, do these counties not have full access yet or full synchronization yet with a vaccination database?
Well, you know the globalists are always one way. They're not going to give the locals anything. They're going to have them report back to them. That's all.
Well, right. So can you go gray man on this, and can you honestly say, yes, I've been vaccinated, because you probably have been vaccinated at some point in your life in some way. So you can say, oh, yeah, I've been vaccinated. Thank you so much. And let them move on down the hall or to the next building. Is that now a survival strategy? We've got to start thinking about gray man strategies and about how to preserve your life against this medical holocaust, vaccine holocaust that's coming. So I think that also, by the way, and this is just conjecture, but I think that these counties are throwing these volunteers out there as bait. I think that they hope
that's where I was going next. They may even stage a false flag against these people to then demonize anti-vaxxers as terrorists, which is in the new Homeland document saying anti-vaxxers are terrorists with no known history or connection to that. Great point. I was going there next.
Yeah, well, it's because you and I have the same blueprint that we've accessed, you know, because like you said all last week, they're telling us what they're going to do. You read the blueprints, you know. They're going to put these people out there as bait. They're going to hope that somebody overreacts or initiates violence against one of these, quote, ambassador teams. And then the media nationwide will say, well, anti-vaxxers are terrorists. They're using guns. We've got to take the guns. And then something like that, or maybe some other various form of a false.
Remember, fight, 10 years ago,
trying to take the guns.
One of a census guy hung himself, like in Missouri, and for national news they said Americans are terrorists. They killed a census worker. They lynched him, but it turned out he hung himself. They used that one hanging as the end of the world. You're exactly right, because people are going to be pissed when it says ignore, don't trespass signs, come on people's property. People's dogs are going to attack them, and then they're going to play victim and call the police, which then will be the image. Oh, now we need armed teams with these groups.
That's exactly what's coming, and that's why I have repeatedly urged people, do not initiate violence. If you can, don't answer your door. If they can just move on, don't answer your door. Or tell them to go away through the closed door and then call the police and say to 911, there are people who are trespassing here. I don't know who they are, and I fear for my safety. And have police dispatched to your location, because what these people are doing is illegal. They have trespassed. Now, the Lake County document tells them that it says you can ignore the no soliciting signs and you can go ahead and trespass because you're not selling anything. But in fact, they are selling something. They are proxies working for the pharmaceutical companies, which have a for-profit motivation to sell more vaccines. They are selling vaccines. That is solicitation by proxy. And that is illegal. That's criminal trespass. So you have the right to tell these people, go away. You have the right to call the police, and if they were to break in your door, at some point they may escalate it to that. If they break in your door, you have every right to legally defend yourself against a break-in, against imminent violence, against your person and your property.
Or if you're in a rural area, violence. Mike, I know you know the law, but as good as I do or better. In a rural area, if you have no trespassing signs and they cross those, you don't want the trouble of killing them, folks, but you can order them off your property. They're not allowed to cross those no trespassing signs.
Well, that's right. And so, again, we need to make sure that people who are aware, people who want to live through this, you do not initiate violence of any kind, again, unless they've broken in and they're about to assault you with a deadly weapon, which is a spike protein needle. That's a deadly weapon. If they break in and they're assaulting you, you have every right to defend yourself. Other than that, I say film everybody. Get them on video. Document it. Upload it to all the video platforms that will allow these videos. Take photos. And I'm not saying dox these volunteers, these ambassadors, strike force. Don't dox them, but document them so that we know who they are. Because prosecutions are coming. And I agree with you, Alex. These individuals are going to be prosecuted one day. I hope that comes sooner rather than later. What they are doing, they are complicit with a vaccine holocaust genocidal agenda to mass exterminate as many human beings as they can. These are crimes against humanity. They will be prosecuted. We need records of their faces, their activities, their criminal trespass, and their violations of Nuremberg codes. So get them on camera, folks. That's the answer.
Now, before we go to the next hour and walk through the rest of your article and a bunch of other breaking news that is showing this is accelerating, I want to be clear to listeners. I don't want to demoralize people. You look at Bill Gates and Fauci and the UN and all these people, and it looks bold. It looks like they're so powerful. It looks like they're unstoppable because they're doing this. They must know they're going to win. No. Tyrants and megalomaniacs are mentally ill, like psychos that want to kidnap women and kill them, or pedophiles that want to grab kids and rape them. They can't help it. They have a compulsion to dominate, to depopulate, to control. They want to bring in a world government with a world ID built around the fact that you are taking the injections. Schwab wants an implantable chip. So he represents the big corporations. And these guys get together with all their trillions and feel powerful. But Hitler felt powerful. All these people feel powerful. They're going to get beaten in the end because we knew they were coming and we're way ahead of them. And so as bad as things are, Mike, spend a minute on that. I want folks to understand that the globalists are doing this from a megalomaniacal position of compulsion, and that, you know, it seems like, oh, my God, they can't be beaten or they wouldn't be trying this. No, they have initiated the world into a giant conflagration. They're in trouble. Their world government was in trouble. So they accelerated plans they had for 10 years out. And I believe the wheels have come off already, and the numbers show record low numbers. Trust them. They're in deep trouble.
Well, what part of the strategy is knowing that the people they inject with spike proteins and who die, dead people don't protest against globalists. You know, dead people don't sue big pharma. So they're deliberately trying to kill as many people as possible and increase those fatalities. But they have failed. They have not managed to meet the goals of what Biden had to vaccinate, 70% of U.S. adults. It's not even close. People are saying no because they're getting educated. And also people are seeing the deaths. They're seeing a loved one die or a relative die or a neighbor die always after the vaccine. The deaths are mounting. And it's not just 9,000 that's in VAERS. It's probably 100,000 Americans or more right now who have been killed by these vaccines. So people are noticing. And as the deaths continue to increase, sadly, although we've tried to prevent it, more people are going to wake up and sound the alarm. That's the beginning of how we win.
Naturalnews.com, Infowars.com. Get the article. I'm talking about other ways to fight back. Senator Ted Cruz and others are introducing legislation to block this. We need governors to take action as well. Stay with us, folks. Hour number two.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.